morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 10 minutes. The date is the 20th. What is 19th September? What is the 20th? What?
Your day ahead, Roy.
Today is 19th.
Today is 19th.
Yeah. You're right.
Told
me 20 in the morning.
You're right.
Miscalculated.
And I also showed you 20.
All right, yeah. Anyway, 19th September, it's 19 Elul too. You know?
Yes. It's the whole month. We talked about it. It's happened one in 50 years. At least the beginning of the month was the 1st of September, 1st of Elul, and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
That'll so the whole week was like this.
So hold on a second. Let me just understand correctly. In 10 days' time, exactly, we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah.
Yes.
Let's hope it's going to be a good year this year. Let's hope that that everything that's happening in South Africa will calm down, and whatever we call xenophobia will stop. And all the violence and, what can I say, huh? Everything will stop and everything will be cool in South Africa again. And, we're just gonna have fun again. And,
from your mouth to God's ears, listen, it's, very important.
You know, you have to have a little bit of faith. Without a faith, nothing can go forward.
Yeah, but again, you know, Roy, that, faith enough is not if faith is not enough
by itself, you have to do something about it.
Yeah. If you sit at home and say, give me, do for me,
no,
faith is not going to come to you. You need to do something.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
I think for us, definitely for us, for next year, we're going to work very hard and do something for ourselves. Otherwise, nothing going to happen.
The way I see...
And maybe other people will listen and do the same.
The way I see life is right now, if you are not happy with the one square meter you're standing on, if you are not happy with yourself, with what you do, no one around you will be happy. So first of all, make yourself happy. I'm talking, I know, like a psychologist right now, but that's the way it worked for me up to now. I make sure that myself, I'm happy. And then I've got enough power to make other people happy. What do you think?
It's all a state of mind, because if you're happy, people around you get that vibe that you're happy. But if you're negative and you're angry, people react to it, Roy. And, I mean, this morning you were talking about your trip and how wonderful it was. And you had all the sharks circling the ship outside.
No, the sharks. We haven't seen sharks. We actually saw,
orca whales.
We saw, which actually, people think they're in abundance. They're not. It's very, very difficult to actually spot them, yeah.
But so you were lucky.
Yeah, we were lucky. We spotted the orca whales, and we spotted a lot of whales, a lot.
But don't
whales.
You think, Roy, that the captain of the ship knows exactly where they're going and he's taking you there? It's like a safari. You need to know where the animals are.
To be honest with you, we went to see the glacier. So we were on the ship for like 3 days, and the views, you don't understand, because the sea is very calm in those areas. Well, we thought, you know, the Northern Sea is going to be very
rough.
No, it's not. It's calm, like glass. In one stage, I was thinking you can ski behind the ship. It's so beautiful, it's smooth. The water is smooth. I think, and it's not windy neither, because it's surrounded by green mountains. You must see green mountains, waterfalls. While you're on the ship, I must say, whoever can afford it, whoever can do it, must go to an Alaska trip.
Not cheap, eh?
No, apparently it's the most expensive trip. I don't know why, because we saw three cities or towns in Alaska. One of them is, the first one was Skagway, which is 8,000 people, town. No, no, 800 people town. Sorry.
One of these towns that you're not allowed to lock your car. You know why?
Why?
When you park in it, you're not allowed to lock it. What? In case of a polar bear attack someone, you need to jump into the closet. No, it's not a joke. This is actual rules in this town.
So let me tell you, those cities
A polar bear attacks you in the town,
you must jump into the next car to save
and
yourself.
And the polar bear will roll the car over.
Polar bear will check. If it's locked, he will go next.
Like I said, the safety and security in the city, it's in towns, ridiculous. So first of all, it's built only for tourists. And the permanent residents, there are 800 in Skagway.
So what you say it's for tourists. What you do there actually during the winter when there is minus 30 degrees?
That's a joke. There's no minus 30. It's cold, like on the zero, but it doesn't get to minus. Not in those, because it's sitting on the sea. So on the sea, can never get really to minus, and it's surrounded by mountains. It gets cold and windy, but it doesn't
get the most horrible winds.
They say it doesn't snow even. That's what they say. Maybe it's an urban legend. I don't know, but that's what they say. So that's Skagway. Skagway was amazing, and it's beautiful. And yeah, we took a hike. We went on a hike, but we went on almost the top of the mountain. So my heart, my heart machine, how do you call it, the iPhone, said said that we climbed the 320 stories. So that's quite high, and we hiked for about 20 kilometers, which, you know, up the mountain, it's quite a bit.
Yes.
But the whoever's my friend on Facebook must go and check the scenery. Oh, let me tell you, it's really really amazing. So anyway, so I went with my son. It was all great. The second city we've been is Juneau. Juneau is the capital of Alaska, funny enough. And, they've got a permanent residence of 38,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Exactly the same. Doesn't get under zero there. Views are amazing. It's beautiful. And the third city is, that we've been is Ketchikan. That was the first established city of Alaska. And, permanent residence there, it's 8,000. So 38,000 and 8,000 something. I don't know. That's how it's stuck.
You've done your homework, right?
Yeah. No. I just remember what they told me. And, it's definitely a must to see. It's, I mean, if somebody must put it on his bucket list, has to see. You know, the more you go out, the more you realize that our country is very beautiful. South Africa is really beautiful here. So if you haven't put to South Africa yet and you want to see Ketchikan, I'd rather you go see South Africa.
South Africa don't have glaciers, let's say.
They don't have glaciers. No, but they've got beautiful. I mean, we've got 2,000 kilometers of coastline.
No, listen.
We cannot get a share. You might be when you get robbed on the way there and, but
a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just to make you feel at home. But, a place like America.
Yeah.
Like the USA.
Yeah.
Got everything. From mountains to valleys to deserts to glaciers to everything.
You know that Alaska is almost the size of the whole USA. Alaska alone. It's almost the size of all USA. It's 99.9% of it, I think it's uninhabited.
Yeah.
And, there's no people there. And, it's one of the biggest rainforests in the world. In Ketchikan, for instance, the annual rainfall is 13.5 feet.
That's
so listen to me, it's like 4 meters. 4 meters.
4,000 millimeters.
4,000 millimeters.
Yes.
You know,
just to give you an idea, in Johannesburg it's about 500.
Which is, and it's a lot. In Tel Aviv it's like 2.
No,
but really, 70, I think, in Tel Aviv.
What?
70 or 80 millimeters.
A year.
A year.
In Tel Aviv, you're looking at over 400 millimeters.
Really? A year? Yeah. All right. So there you're looking 4 meters. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, no, 4 meters is a little bit crazy.
Like a day without rain in Ketchikan, it's like, it doesn't happen. You know, every day rain.
So you went from there, you went to England and you say, ah, that's so nice. The weather here is beautiful.
I don't know, you know.
And you were the first one ever to say that.
Everywhere I went, the sun was shining. Everywhere I went,
well,
it was
the sunshine.
Yes, do you believe?
Yeah.
Everywhere I went, the sun was shining.
We were talking earlier on about your sunny personality, Royce.
It might be. But I'm telling you now, everywhere I went, sun was shining. I had one dark day. It was the morning I wake up in Liverpool.
Yes.
It was a little bit dark, but then I took the train to London. It was sun shining, 26 degrees. People said to me, what? You come, you brought the sun with you. So they brought my sunshine, you know.
Did you meet a lot of interesting people on board the boat, the ship?
Now, to be honest with you, I was busy with my son and his team. I didn't meet a lot. You know, people come there to have fun.
Yes.
I met few people, but not too many. They come with the kids because it's a Disney
ship. It's a Disney thing.
Yeah, so they come with the kids, which...
So it doesn't have a casino.
You know what? I don't know if anybody was
Do you know who was last week in our show?
Who?
The South Africa Vice President of Disney South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. She was a guest and it was very... Yeah, definitely. We talked about the
Disney ships.
Disney Magic as well, yeah.
No, well, we were on the Disney World.
No, I know. The Disney Magic is in, down in, Miami.
Yeah.
But no, we spoke about the Disney cruises and everything, and we spoke about everything Disney is doing for, in South Africa. Very, very interesting conversation.
You will not find a lot of South Africans on the ship. So,
I'm not surprised. Right?
If you translate the dollars to rand, you will understand.
Yeah, and I don't think they promote it enough here in South Africa.
Yeah.
Secondly, the second thing, I really don't think that, first of all, the dollar rate and whatever.
Yeah, but right,
and
it's
and a very expensive cruises.
Exactly. Even for American family,
yeah,
they save a lot of time to get to a cruise like this. It's not like you say, okay, this year we're going on a vacation on a cruise. It's expensive.
Very, very, extremely expensive. So
this is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Peter, for all those nice specials. And I want to talk, you know, I've got quite a few people asking me about, in those bad days, aren't I like, pumping it. I'm making so much money. I want to explain to them that really to make money in the porn industry, you have to have a level situation where people are selling, yes, but people are buying too. So porning is not a matter of buying something that you bought in the shop for 1,000 rands, getting it for 100. That's not the deal. The deal is to manage to sell it for 200. So the idea is in a bad situation, when things are not going well in South Africa or wherever you're staying, it doesn't help you to buy something for 1/10 of the price. You have to know you can sell it for a little bit better than what you bought it for. And that's bring us back to the question of, whether pawn shops make more money. No, I think pawn shops make less money at, these times. This is a great time for people to sell gold. I mean, place like ours, we really pay high prices for gold today. I mean, it's ridiculous. The highest ever we're paying. And, although the gold price went down for about, well, it went down like 50 rands, 24 carat, huh?
Still, much higher than 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, a Kruger rand is over 22,000 rands.
And ever, yeah.
It's amazing. Very it's amazing.
Gold is expensive, at the moment. The prices are high. Maybe in 2 months it will be higher. Maybe it will go down. You can't really know.
Maybe you can tell me why to your feeling. Maybe you know, Moshe. Why do you think, our rand suddenly got a little bit stronger?
Not because we are strong, it's because in America the dollar got a little bit weaker. And in Europe also, there's over the problem all over the world. You see, and that, so the moment, you know, but the moment in America it's weaker and in Europe it's weaker, so obviously, because it's not because we're strong, because they're weak.
Okay, so, but we... I think the rand strengthened about 6 or 7% within 3 weeks,
yes,
which is quite a bit. I mean, the rand was 15.30, and now it's about 14.60 something.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an environment where a normal businessman that works especially with overseas products cannot,
follow.
You can't afford that as well, because the loss and profits are, you know, especially when you import stuff. I mean,
tremendous.
you can lose everything within a day, or yep, you can win too much.
Today, you know, they say, never mind to be an economist. You must be a news reader to know exactly what's happening. Because if there's a war, in Singapore.
Yeah, it affects.
It affects straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you know today the war is going to start tomorrow, and not to go to do business in Singapore? You understand, it's also, you say, a newsreader, you need to be a gambler, you need to be a poker player.
A speculator, yes, you're absolutely right.
I think
when you walk into this stock exchange, when you buy shares, you may also take the calculation that you're going to lose, not only to make.
Well, unless you're Bill Gates.
Even him. Buffett, Warren Buffett lost.
He made last year, $14 billion, Bill Gates, $14 billion only on his shares portfolio. About 40% or 60% on his shares.
Is it? So it's much more than us, eh?
14 billion. Listen, it's even more than what Salah get to play for Liverpool. 14 billion, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
We talked about, listen, Salah get about half a million pounds a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he?
I thought it's 200.
I don't think
so. No, it's 400 and something. Let's say 500,000 pounds. Okay, let's say not him. Who's getting 500,000 pounds a week? Ronaldo, Messi.
No, what's his name? Ronaldo gets more.
I think Ronaldo gets more.
Close to 600 or 700. But, Messi gets, and
how much is a year? 500,000 times 52. It's 25 million
pounds.
25 million pounds. 500 million rands. Am I right?
500 million rands.
Close to 500 million. Half a billion rands. And that's for 1 year.
As of one uneducated.
For very uneducated.
First of all, it's not net. He pays a lot of taxes.
No, 100%. It's not net. And it's also, this is calculated if he scored these goals and if he played in this game.
Listen, let me tell you one thing.
If you get injured, you get less.
What happened to Alexis Sanchez? Isn't he like getting like half a million pounds a week and sitting on a bench?
No. He's in Inter. Yes.
He's where? Inter.
He's in Inter now. He's not getting half a million. He's still sitting on the bench. Yeah.
Believe it. He used to be like one of the best.
You know what to say?
Yeah.
It got so out of control, inflated, that in 2048, it will be the first player who will be sold for $1 billion.
Yeah. 2048, I think you are very wrong. I think it will be much before.
Much before.
What made you say 2048?
That's what they say.
We're not going to be there, so it's fine.
No, they can't. You're not going to be around 2048. It's 28 years, but...
No, I'm not planning.
You're not planning.
I'm not planning.
I'm planning that you will be around, so relax.
Yes? Yeah, okay.
Not even 90. So what you want? 80 is finished, no? What?
Yeah, 80 something.
What is a good age? Guys, tell us, what is a good age to live that for?
Tell us what's a good age.
Yeah.
0618951019 or SMS to 34519.
As a Jew, you have to
suffer enough.
Aspire, no, that's married already.
You're talking about an unmarried person.
Aspire to live to 120. That's what God's asked us to do. So
120. The way technology is moving now, it's probably likely that in 25 years time.
Apparently, I heard a professor of I don't remember what kind of medicine. He said that the child that will live till 140 is already the generation that will live to 140 is already born.
I also think so.
Yeah, 140. 140 is not a joke.
But you know, they asked these guys 80 years old, they said, is it nice to be 80? He said, it's much better to be dead at 60.
Yeah.
Said,
no, 100%.
You know, I want to tell you a joke. You know, this guy comes to the doctor, says, doctor, you know, give me a recipe.
Yeah.
I want to live till 120. So the doctor says, tell me, do you smoke? Says no. Do you drink? No. Do you gamble? No. Do you go with woman? No. So why you want to live to 120?
For what reason? For what? For stupid reason you want to live
till
120? Crazy, eh? Crazy. So, why do you want to live? What do you think is a good age?
The other way to tell the joke is, you know, this guy's coming and telling him, I want to live until 120. He said, okay, stop drinking, stop smoking, stop going with women, start gambling.
Yeah.
He said, okay, sorry. And a week after, he called the doctor. He said, no, you know what, forget it. I don't want to live anymore.
I don't want to live anymore.
No.
So there was another joke. They came to visit and interview people in the old age home. And they come to the first guy and they said, this guy is like athletic. He says, what are you doing, Grandpa? He says, no, I eat carrots the whole day and I walk the whole day and I eat carrots. He says, how old are you, Grandpa? He says, me, I'm 79 years old. Oh, till 120, be healthy, whatever. They go to the next one, say, oh, old guy. He says, what do you do? Me, I swim. The whole day I swim and I eat apples and cucumber and I swim. He said, oh, how old are you, Grandpa? He said, me, I'm 89. Whoa, till 120 and they bless you and God bless you. Then you see a guy old, but the guy's old. He says, What you doing? Me, I drink vodka every day, three times. I drink three bottles of vodka every day. I go with women every day. Guys old. I drink, smoke, everything, a pipe, whatever. So how old are you, sir? Me, I'm 35. So, yeah.
Roy, you want to talk Rambo?
Rambo? Yeah. How was Rambo?
Told you last night how Rambo was.
Rambo's 73 years old and he's on the screen. And I'm telling you, I'm not really crazy about going seeing.
Why?
Why?
At 73. I love Rambo, but 73, my brother.
You recognize him, he mumbles a lot.
Yeah, exactly the same. I told you, just with the wheelchair and the nappy. That's it.
We had we got two tickets to give away today.
Oh, right. One pair of tickets. So after yesterday, after the winners yesterday, guys,
what I want to know from our loyal listeners is who plays Rambo.
Who acts as Rambo? 061-895-1019. SMS us on 34519. It'll cost you around 50. Who acts as Rambo in Rambo movie?
And Rocky is not the right answer.
Rocky is not the right answer.
We're looking for a different answer.
Yeah, we are. And
we also spoke about Downton Abbey, which got a lot of flack there.
You spoke about Downton Abbey.
We discussed.
We discussed.
When I'd left the studio to go to see this Tavarotti.
Oh, you listened to us.
Then we said what we think about Downton Abbey.
How can you watch that thing?
It's your problem. How can you watch Rambo? We have our ups and downs, Roy. We have our levels of concentration.
Yeah. Let me tell you, thank God, like I said, thank God for Cinema Nouveau that can take all the boring people off the streets and let us watch Rambo. So, guys, in the meantime, we are the champions. You know, you remember that one? Whoa. Listen to this guy.
Freddie.
You remember him?
I remember Freddie.
There you go. And we're back. We are the champions, eh? And we've got a winners. We've got winners as well on that.
Rambo.
On Rambo, yeah. We've got a winner.
Good,
so that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it.
I must just remind you of the T's and C's, Roy.
T's and C's, yeah.
Yeah, you can see this movie in a VIP movie house, 2D or 3D, but not in the Extreme or 4DX.
There you go.
And you can't see a film on the week of release. You can't book online. And each Mobi code is valid for 3 months. And you can use it any time, but don't leave it to the last day or so, because there might be a problem. And when you get to the box office at any of the new Metro movie houses, you must give them the Mobi code and tell them you're a winner on Roy's show, and you want your free tickets. And then there's also popcorn and Coke, but that's for your account.
You have to pay. All right, great. So we were talking about that West Africa is going now. I mean, I wish I knew. I mean, if you know... Did you know that if you got a private plot, if you got a private property that is not built, do you know you pay over and above the normal taxes? You pay taxes.
Never knew.
So yes. So basically, they inflate your rates and taxes because you're not using the property. This is something new. For me, it's new. You got to build bigger. I mean, if your house is worth money, I actually don't understand this new logic thing. I don't understand. So they force you to build on the property. You can't have an empty stand anymore. This is something new, and I'm being exposed to it now, which is...
it makes sense, you know, right?
It makes sense from the one side. From the other side, I said to myself, hold on a second, it's not the right time to build. Why should I build now?
Because if they want to take your land tomorrow, they want to have a house on it. What? You're going to give them a plot?
You're so correct.
What are they going to do with a plot?
So correct. I don't know. I actually don't know.
I think, listen, the logic in South Africa sometimes is a bit beyond us.
Yep.
But there is, I think, secret motives to everything.
Yeah.
Especially to all these extra charges.
Tell me something that I really didn't figure out yet. There's new evidence to, I think Carte Blanche were putting new evidence towards Malema's and VBS. What's happening with Malema and VBS? What do you know about it? Guys, what do you know about it? 061-895-1019, SMS number 234519. Apparently, they saw that Malema was spending money in 1 month, like 900,000 rands worth of, rands was spent. I don't know where. I read it somewhere. And what happened to the whole story? What happened to the story of VBS? Do you feel like it disappeared, or it's only me?
No, it's not only you.
Is this thing that if the public is not interested, you scrap it now?
Oh, who's the public?
Public, you know who is the public.
Who?
But Roy, there's so
South
much,
Africa?
There's so much corruption. There's so much corruption going on all around.
Yeah.
That there's new things happening every day. There's new revelations every day. So they put it like on the back burner and they hope people
will
forget
about
it. Yeah,
but this was billions. It's not,
I know.
It's not small money.
Yeah, right.
I promise you they'll crucify you and me for 20,000 rands. crucify us. I mean, why this guy is not going to book for billions? I mean, I don't know nothing. Maybe I'm not.
Zuma was involved there. Apparently 7.8 million. That he's supposed to pay.
7.8 million?
Yes. You know, his bill for the attorneys or something about the costing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're suing him now for this. You know, he's involved there also. So everybody was involved there.
Yeah. This one will sue this one, this one will sue this one.
In the meantime, they'll wait for him to die before he's going to go into jail. And I spoke to people overseas, and they say, well, we're not investing anything in South Africa till South Africa will show us that they're putting one of those people in jail. I mean, people must come to book. You must understand. Otherwise, we'll be known as a banana republic, you know.
Boy, nobody will invest money over here until you put something in order in the house.
Yeah, you have
because
to put order in the house.
Otherwise, you know, people say, listen, why to invest money? We don't know if we're getting it back.
100%.
And if you're going to wait until South Africa will do something about corruption to start investing in South Africa, you're going to wait quite a long time. I don't see it coming. There's a couple of special committees or whatever. Nothing gonna happen. This committee is that they're doing is not even, you can't send anybody to jail.
Like you're talking about the Zondo Commission.
Like the Zondo Commission.
No chief.
It's only to try to find out the truth.
What went wrong.
That's it.
So you can look like 120 before anything's done.
Really?
Yeah.
No, and even if they say you're guilty, then it's up to the police and the prosecution to start building a case. It's not like, this is going to be like a judge said, you're guilty and we're going to do something. The committee is only to find out the truth.
To recommend what happened.
What happened to the wonder of Busasa? Anybody remembers? What, do you remember Busasa?
Yeah, Watson. Yeah, you know.
The guy died. The other guy, further died.
Two people unanswered questions.
Suddenly died.
It was
makes
a hit,
race.
You know this. It was in a paper. They even think that he was found in the car near the airport, but that's not the place where he was killed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
His family say that there were marks on his face that doesn't indicate it was caused through the accident. They think he may have been dead before they discovered him.
Yeah, but who's gonna find
who's gonna pursue that?
Yeah.
Forensic investigation.
Let me tell you something. We have a fraud case that someone tried to fraud us, me and Roy.
Defraud you.
Yeah, defraud, yeah.
Defraud us. And we I tell you what, he's calling every morning. I get into the office. I'm calling the police and begging them
to come.
Not to come, to do something, to investigate.
We've got a whole case in our hand. Give them the case. Just go and stop those guys.
So then,
no one is interested.
Yesterday I spoke to the policeman. I tell him, listen, I've got a great idea. I know where is the defrauding is coming from. Exactly. Take your machine. Go there, sit in this office until you find the... He said, hey, you know how long it's going to take. No, we need another plan. Okay, there is a way to solve this problem. There is a way to bring to justice and to solve this case.
Yeah.
No, it's too much. It's a lot of work.
It's very difficult. It's very... Yeah. Listen, no one is interested. There's no money involved. If we're not going to pay money, no one is interested to do anything. So... what can I say? You know what? This is our country. We love it. And, I don't know. What do you guys say?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a court case where Ramaphosa lost. In other words, in this country, you cannot fire a minister just because you want to.
Really?
So compared to America. You know, Trump is firing anybody whenever he wants.
Yeah.
In South Africa, you cannot do it. So it was the court yesterday. And the president lost. You cannot just, you know, fire anybody you want.
But Zuma used to?
Zuma.
Well, that's what
the ministers.
Zuma used to.
That was the man to call because of Pravin, and the other one, and his deputy.
But you know what other thing was interesting this week? That a court case about RICA.
Oh. RICA?
Yeah.
What is that?
That it's not really legal that you must register your number. And
really?
No, it's not legal. Not up to the South African law. So the court, they...
It's unconstitutional. It's not...
It's something... It's unconstitutional, or I don't know. It's not...
It's something to do with privacy, I'm sure.
It's privacy. There was also
judgment on punishment of children. That you can't beat your child anymore.
Really?
Yes, you
Thank
can't
God
punish
I don't
them.
Have kids anymore. Thank God my kids are old. They can beat me now, but I'm telling you now, I used to shambok them. Yo.
Have you got a good shambok?
I'm telling you, I used to... listen, hey, I do totes in my
Yeah, the law, I don't think the law is for you. Yeah.
What's your feelings, Leo, with a young son?
You smack them, but you didn't moor them.
No.
Thank you. Good South African word,
moor them. So I think the law is against mooring your children.
I used to smack them nicely. Nicely.
Nicely.
But they were nice, but they were alright. I mean, this is the only, you know, there's nothing stronger than I'm gonna call you daddy. There's nothing stronger than that. And, you know, shame, you know, women that raise kids without their father. So I'm gonna call you baby. You can hold the gun to the child's head. He doesn't mind. He doesn't budge. Oh. I'm going to call your daddy. Okay.
If you can find it.
Yeah, if you can find it. What can I say, guys? So, we are against Chelsea this weekend.
Yep. Very tough game. Good test.
At Chelsea.
You know what's happening on Saturday?
Stamford Bridge.
I have no idea. The Rugby World Cup. We kick off against New Zealand.
Yeah.
At quarter to 12.
Don't ooh. We have a good
morning.
Chance of beating
them. We have
them.
A very good side.
Last two games in New Zealand, we beat them once and we draw. So,
we have a very good, and it's going to rain.
Is that in South Africa?
Japan. It's the World Cup, Roy.
Oh, in Japan. True. Yeah, everybody went to Japan. That's why everybody went to Japan.
Yes, what do you think? They're going to Japanese girls.
They're very big in Japan, Roy.
No, we definitely,
we're in with a chance.
Yeah, we're in with the Boca. We want them to win. And I think we have a good chance like every 4 years. But, this year,
is that the World Cup?
Yes, it's a Rugby World Cup.
The one that we won in 95.
Is that the final now?
No, all the teams have got through to the finals, but now they've got to play against. First, there's the pool games.
It's like the
Soccer World Cup. It's similar, you know.
I remember that.
They played in pools. Don't you remember in 95 we took the World Cup? It was here.
I remember as well.
Then in 2007 in France,
I remember that
we took that. Now it's the World Cup again,
and we are getting somewhere.
We are. We have a very good team.
It's only starting on Saturday
morning. But we played Japan while you were away. We beat them 90-something.
Yeah, but that was a friendly game.
It was a warm-up.
Nothing to do with the championship. But we're playing New Zealand at quarter to 12 on Saturday morning. It's going to be funny hours because it's Japan.
And when are we playing? When is Liverpool playing?
Liverpool are playing on Sunday, you said,
no? Sunday.
I think that's what
tell
you said. Good.
We're playing... Liverpool is playing... Liverpool is playing in 3 days and 7 hours. What does that make?
Three days. That's Sunday.
Is that Sunday?
7 hours. Now nine. 4 o'clock.
Yeah. 4 o'clock on 4 o'clock on Sunday. Oh, that's okay.
Sorry, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. Yeah.
So all the people will finish getting drunk of the
3 days. Yeah. It's Friday. Sunday at 5 o'clock.
All right, great. So
we got it right. Hopefully. If not, check your local listing, please.
What can you suggest anybody with gold today, Leo?
Gold definitely to sell. Whatever you have, it's a good. Listen, I always say that, but whenever you got it, whenever you need money, just get rid of it. Whatever you get. When I buy gold, I'm not buying it and putting it in my pocket or in the safe and waiting. I sell it immediately. So if you have something, it's better to sell now before it disappeared. And by disappear, I mean you leave it in your cupboard, in your safe,
and people help.
Your drawer. And, you know, it was a big, pile. Now it's a little bit smaller. A lot of people coming to us and just saying, listen, that's what left. I had much more. Just let me put the money in the bank.
Yeah.
Maybe it will do something or invest it or buy something with
now,
it.
The worst thing is, right, look, security situation in South Africa is not great. Walking with your fancy watch, with your big chain, diamonds, whatever, it's not, doesn't happen anymore. And, I truly believe that just for sake of security, if it's not something that it's, you really have to keep, like from your parents or whatever, then keep it in the safe. And even if you keep it in the safe, I suggest, guys, don't keep it in the safe at home. Try to find a bank safe which is outside your house or one of those private safe companies. Don't ever keep it at home because somebody knows you've got a safe at home. And I suggest to everybody, keep your safe at home open. Make sure that your maid, your garden boy, everybody looks and see it's open. And it documents inside or whatever. Do not keep your safe at home locked. You keep it locked and trouble is coming.
You're asking for it. And all these people that think that gold gonna fluctuate and it's, they're gonna be very rich. Let me tell you just a small fact. The amount of gold that you got in the center of the earth, if you extract it all, you can cover the earth, in a depth of about 1.5 meters. So, we got enough gold in this earth. We're always going to get. It's not going to fluctuate unless the aliens, like in the movies, come and take all the gold.
Or there will be a war. Because if there's a war, gold goes up. This is the nature of things.
Golden oil.
Paper becomes paper and gold becomes gold. Yep. And what I want to tell you, if anything, let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Thank guys, you. I want to thank you all. And are we going to see them? Yeah, we're going to have another show before Rosh Hashanah.
Next Wednesday. It's a public holiday on Tuesday, but we are here on Wednesday.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to us. I want to say good Shabbos, good weekend, enjoy yourself, and hope South Africa will win. What can I say?
Hallelujah.
Cheers.